Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mm-hmm. two friends, just go ahead and jump up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Brand new website up. It looks absolutely beautiful. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E. You can also check out Facebook again, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. Also check out our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, friends. And also check out our phone lines, which are accessible over the next hour. Do call before the 45-minute mark, the last segment, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible, terrible place to be where your brains, or when your brains, are in someone else's head. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, friends. We have Congresswoman's gun prohibition exposed in new bills. Listen carefully, friends. There's a terrorism problem in America, but for some reason, those that are representing we the people are trying to disarm you, America. Can we put two and two together? I didn't know it was their job to go ahead and tear down the Bill of Rights, namely Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, if God does not punish America, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Brand new article by Stephanie Joy. Check that out as well, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this. Marine appeals court-martial over Bible verse? Wait a second. A Marine has to appeal a court-martial because of a Bible verse? America, you have let it come this far? Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, IRS hacked. More than 100,000 taxpayers compromised. Interesting. No, Nebraska opposing the death penalty is not conservative. Check that out as well. Alabama Senate approves bill to abolish marriage licensing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The Unpatriot Act, folks, it's unconstitutional. Do check out this article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Republicans fight over what is unconstitutional again. That's exactly right. Folks, we had a friend out in Maryland. His name was Roscoe Bartlett. He used to carry the Declaration of Independence along with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in his pocket. He had the little pocket Constitution. And when he was on the federal floor in D.C., the court recorder asked him exactly what was it that you were reciting. Folks, he was reciting the founding documents, which those on the federal floor knew nothing of for the most part. They had to go so far as to ask him the question, so where did you get that? Where exactly did you get that information? Well, that would be founding documents, ma'am. That would be found in the Constitution of the United States or the Bill of Rights, which are thou shall nots to the government. Or it could be found in the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence. Have you ever heard of that? Those that serve we the people? Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, why it's a mistake to get pastors out of signing marriage licenses. Folks, God ordained marriage. He defined marriage. The state does not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Marine vet suspended from Mississippi College, labeled threat after...
Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Folks, having a little bit of a technical issue here, but we're back up to par, and so let's rock and roll. Let's get back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we were just talking about some of the articles that are posted on Sons of Liberty Media right now. Marine vet suspended from Mississippi College, labeled threat after requesting non-Muslim counselor. Friends, you do need to understand that you are being besieged. You really do need to understand, America, that you are under attack. And I also want you to understand that you are under attack because, America, of your disobedience and your departure from the living God, like it or not. You call me what you want. You call me a fool for Christ. Whatever the case may be, I have the facts on my side. And the facts tell us, friends, that we're in trouble in this country. I don't want America complaining about the ACLU, these atheist organizations, these homosexuals, these Muslims, because, America, what you're dealing with today is what you're tolerating. How 315 million people can stand back and tolerate one or twos in communities to override, to desecrate, to step upon your rights, and you stand back and allow them to do it? I got to say this, friends, you deserve what you've got coming, because there is no reason the American people have tolerated what they have tolerated over the last 7 years from this administration and give it a pass and act like everything's going to change in a year and a half. Friends, if you make it another year and a half, as the atrocities, the transgressions of this administration bulldoze anybody and everybody that get in their way, as if to say what they're doing is lawful, which it is not. But this is happening, friends, because people refuse to take heed to the word of God, and that's the problem. No longer will they keep the commandments of God. Now they'll just stand back and just say, oh, there's nothing we can do. It's the last days. You know those people? I'm sure you do, friends. Those that want to be raptured from responsibility, those that stand back and say, well, God's on his throne, as if to say God isn't looking upon his church to respond to his commandments so he can show himself strong on their behalf. There is no excuse, friends. So when I'm giving you the information that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's not because I'm trying to depress you or oppress you. I'm telling you, friends, that we have hope if we want to respond to the truth that's given unto us. Now, if we don't want to respond to the truth that's been given unto us, then, folks, guess what's going to happen? Just exactly what's happening today in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, life and post same-sex marriage in America. Friends, just keep in mind, the American people are tolerating over a good portion of the states today that are saying that they overthrew standing laws that have been established for over 238 years alone in this country concerning sodomite marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. We also know not one state has followed the rule of the law. I also want you to understand that where the law ends, tyranny begins. You have a tyrannical form. And what's happening is we're seeing masked off today. We're seeing that the people that mean to rule over you are the ones that are oppressing you. And if you ever want to know who means to rule over you, just find out what you cannot talk about. We also see concerning sodomite marriage and the Muslims, by the way, which I've been blowing from the top of the rooftops for over the last 6 and 7 years in this country. Now we're seeing the Muslims and the gays come together to fight hatred and bigotry. And as I've shared with you, and I'm going to share with you again, the homosexuals are going along and making way as a political battering ram to upend your constitution to give way to the Muslims. Now they're holding signs stating, gays and Muslims unite, fight hatred. They don't realize, folks, that they're being used, and right behind them are those that mean to execute them. But I also want to say to the radical Muslims, you need to understand that you're being used as well. All these groups of people that are being used to upend who we are, because they don't want to be ruled by law anymore, because in their stupidity, friends, they think for some reason by removing law, then they can have their own way. Now, friends, you do need to keep in mind that the very first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, do what you want to do. But I also want you to understand that the end of the law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom. And I'm speaking to those that are obedient to law. The end of the law is not to abolish or restrain, but to preserve and enlarge freedom. For in all the states of created beings capable of law, where there is no law, there is no freedom. So they want to bring you, America, right back into bondage. And America, again, for the most part, America, you're tolerating this. You're putting up with this lawlessness. And if you want to see what it looks like to unleash the enemy of your, I can say it in so many different ways, but we can go just to your nation. Go ahead and look to the White House. This is what happens when you're no longer ruled by law. This is what happens to a people that tolerate lawlessness. And you're also seeing this administration give way and attempt to give them rights that God did not give them to go ahead and do whatever they want to do to overthrow those that are being ruled by law in this country. And let me ask you something again, America. How's that working out for you? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, this presidential candidate wants a 90% tax rate. And folks, this is crazy. This is crazy. I mean, we are seeing a nation being turned into hell right before our eyes. And why is it again? Read Psalm 9:17, because you have forgotten your God. There is no technical term that we need to bring forth. We don't need a bunch of wise people, which is foolishness in the sight of a just and a holy God, to tell us what the problem is. And isn't it interesting how they keep telling us everything that doesn't matter? You see how man in America today is attempting to get God to change his mind about what he said? That's not going to fly. That's why you're in trouble, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, again, care. Officials want to honor Muslim terrorists instead of American soldiers. They are blatantly spitting in the face of the American people. Listen carefully. Care officials want to honor Muslim terrorists instead of American soldiers. Now, in all fairness to the truth, America, you do need to understand that you're hated by the world because of what you tolerate your politicians to do to other countries. You want me to say that again? I will. You are hated by other countries because what you allow your politicians, your representatives, to do to other countries. You do need to understand that. How many unconstitutional wars have you allowed your politicians to create? How many countries have been destroyed because of what America has allowed its corrupt politicians to bring forth through contrived, unconstitutional, unlawful, illegal war? So when you're seeing these people say they want to honor Muslims instead Americans. And by the way, friends, do keep in mind, it's not just America and your politicians that are hated because of what you allow your politicians to do. It's not just them, friends, that the politicians are doing it to. They're doing it to you, too. They're doing it to you, too. They sell their soul at every 30-cent piece they can find. They sell their soul every time they can kiss its constituents while it betrays them. And this is happening daily. Friends, it's not what your politicians are just doing to other countries. It's what they're also willing to do to yours. And they are so blatantly bold about what they're doing today, America, that it sickens me to the core. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, unconstitutional emergency powers give Barack Hussein Obama over authority just about everything during a major national crisis. Really? And let me ask you something, America. Who gave him that authority? Who gave him that authority? The purpose of government, America, is to stop without invasion and within domestic insurrection. How are they involved in all that they're involved in today? I'll tell you how they're involved. They're involved through America's ignorance to tolerate what they're doing to you. Unconstitutional emergency powers. Notice the word emergency. That's the flea, that's the plea of every tyrant. It's always some sort of an emergency. This is exactly what Hitler did, just so you know. Unconstitutional emergency powers give Barack Obama authority over just about everything during a national major crisis. While they're attempting to disarm you. While they are attempting to disarm you, America. These are your politicians that are attempting to disarm you and to allocate all power and authority over to Barack Hussein Obama illegally. Now, I don't know what defines a tyrant, friends, to you, but that is the definition and the making of a tyrant right there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about some of the things that we're posting on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it's pretty amazing to the degree, to me at least, what, again, the American people will tolerate. And the obvious corruption that's going on in our country today. It is incredible to no end to me. John Wycliffe rightly said this. Now listen carefully. He said, the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I just noticed a post today where some wise guy said, oh, Bradley Dean, we know what you want. You just want a theocracy. In other words, to be ruled by God's moral law. Well, that's how we're established, dummy. That's why we have something called common law. And it's also interesting to note that these are the same people that are complaining about much of the same things that we are. And what is that? Lawlessness. So wait a second. So he complains about being ruled by God's moral law, which produces liberty in Christ Jesus. But he's also complaining about the corruption that God warned us would take place if we didn't enforce his laws against those crimes. So we have a lot of in-betweenite dummies out there that want to do it their own way, and it's never going to work that way. You're either going to love the one and hate the other, and you're either going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Here, folks, let me show you what's going on just in the month of May. Just in the month of May, we have seen these attacks towards America's Christian heritage intensify. Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling was court-martialed for refusing to take down a paraphrased Bible verse on her computer. Good for her. She has every right in the world to have a paraphrased Bible verse on her computer. She doesn't need the corruption in government and their approval and their approbation to go ahead and post a Bible verse on her computer if so she chooses to do so. General Craig Olson stated at the Congressional Supported National Day of Prayer Task Force that God guided him and strengthened him in his career and that he was a redeemed believer in Christ. He said this publicly. Good for him. He's not in the business of denying the Christ. Soon afterwards, the anti-theists, the atheists, wanted to have him court-martialed. Do you see the reprisal here, friends? Do you see what these communists are desiring? They want him jailed. A high school principal was fired after he read the Bible and prayed with a group of students during a volunteer Christian group meeting. Did you hear that? A Florida teacher humiliated a 12-year-old boy in front of an entire class after she caught him reading the Bible during free reading time. Now, the good news is that, folks, is in each situation, they are contesting their rights that God gave them, and they are fighting back by fighting the good fight of faith and contending for the faith. Read Jude 1:3. Now, the bad news is most people believe that what is happening to their country is legal when, in fact, the opposite is true. Friends, the purpose of government is to ensure our rights which God gave, not to steal them away. And you can just ask those who represent you to recite the oath that they took before serving we the people. The people that are taking away or attempting to take away your rights are their friends to ensure your rights. And remember what John F. Kennedy said, that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. The rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. And if you thought it was that you received your rights from the state, that would be called privileges, and you have an evolutionary view of government, which we do not have in this country as a constitutional republic. Therefore, America, and I say this with a little bit of sarcasm to the people that don't want to know the difference, before feeling sorry for yourself and saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about the issues that are at hand. There's only 315 million of us, allowing 535 people to corrupt what we have, but there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's nothing you want to do about it. But I want to set the record straight. Let me remind you that it's not the ACLU, it's not the Muslims, it's not the anti-American group or communist organizations like the atheists, the radical homosexuals, or any other ungodly, debased, reprobate group that you can think of that's taking away your rights. Friends, here's the answer. It's the American people relinquishing and forfeiting the rights that God gave them. The American people are failing to fight for their freedoms. They want someone else to do that for them. As a matter of fact, just to give you law, taken directly from a law book, here are some of the rights America has never lost. You never lose rights. You have to relinquish them. You have to forfeit them. In other words, for those that don't understand those first two words, you have to give them up. Here's your rights. Students have the right to pray on a public school campus. They've never lost it. As a matter of fact, we've set three national precedents proving the point. See, they don't want people on school campus that know what their rights are. They want a bunch of dummies. That's why they're trying to dummy them down even further so they can have reign over them. Students have the right to read their Bible on a public school campus. You do not have to ask for permission. Students have the right to form religious clubs on campus. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or Christian material on campus. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth with Christian themes. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. They can opt out. Students also have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them. Oh, well. And despite the fact that we have rights, friends, it amazes me how much people and how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right thing. If the American people would spend their time bringing about resolve by simply upholding the law and saying, oh, no, you don't, or that is a transgression of the Constitution, you, Mr. Representative, are going to be held, you're going to be held accountable for what you just did illegally. No, that's the furthest thing from the American people. Instead of advocating judgment and thereby establishing righteousness, then you would know peace. Matter of fact, friends, if we loved our country so much, which I do, we would have a different country in just one week if everybody came together. And for some reason, people have been deceived into thinking that students in the public schools belong to the government, as if to say the federal government is free to violate the 10th Amendment at will. Wow. Wow. If one does not tend to agree with the state-controlled media's anti-Christian narrative with the use of corrupt government members along with the atheists and the revisionists, it is because America is not taking the time to study and to know the difference between the truth and the lie. 2 Timothy 2:15. Hey, folks, Reverend Gardiner Spring said this, and how right on he was, and how right on he is. He said, it is when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. You know what's even worse is so many people look at this supposed president of the United States, and they laugh at him, and they think he is an absolute joke. He is criminal at every step. But what's funny about it is the joke is on you for tolerating his crimes. And I can just hear some, why are you beating us up? Why are you so hard on us? Because I love, that's why. I want you to get into your head and your heart first, then it goes to your head, because God speaks to the heart, not the head. So you'll convert to what the truth is and to respond to it when the Lord gives you his Holy Spirit and he heals you and your land. But first things first. Oh, hey, by the way, friends, I have a personal friend who is a former CIA agent, who told me that the two objectives of this administration is to upend America's Christian heritage as well as the American Constitution. And I want not only the good people to hear me, but I also want the bad people to hear me. Okay? That will never happen. Let me say that again. We know that this criminal administration is appointed, it is, to upend America's Christian heritage as well as the American Constitution. They want to upend it. Okay? I want you to understand something, friends. That will never happen. That will never happen. We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core, that motivate your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We've been talking about either you will be ruled by God or you will be ruled by tyrants. And I started off with a quote from John Wycliffe, who said, "The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people." And then I began to show you how our Christian brothers and sisters that are really Christians throughout the United States of America are taking a stand, but I'm showing you how they're under attack by this ungodly, criminal, demonic administration. And how once they're attacked by the communists, who are useful idiots to their own demise, history shows us without fail, they're not only wanting them to shut their mouth concerning their Christian faith, but they want them court-martialed, man. They want to throw them in jail. Folks, the reason they want to throw them into jail is because you haven't thrown them into jail. And do keep in mind, Vladimir Lenin is the one that said atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. They're useful idiots. They're doing it to themselves, but we don't need to go down with them when they go down. They're wanting to assault and assail anybody that speaks of their Christian faith. Now is the time to open your mouth and be not silent. Then I began to show you, friends, from Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling to General Craig Olson to a high school principal who was fired after he read his Bible and prayed with a group of students during a volunteer Christian group meeting, and then a Florida teacher humiliates a 12-year-old boy because she caught him reading the Bible. Here, ma'am, somebody go get her a radio, please, and put it up to her ears. Here I am. I'm reading the Bible for you. You're not catching me. I'm presenting. I'm proclaiming. I'm blowing the trumpet. I'm not a denier. I'm a proclaimer. I'm sick and tired of the state-controlled media giving voice to these criminal, un-American individuals that have a problem with who we are. If they don't like it, they can hit it. Don't let the Lord hit you or the good Lord split you. Don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. And then I shared friends with the rights of man, that they come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. Who said that? The President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. That's where all, and that is to whom all power belongs. He is the governor of all nations. Then I shared with you, students have the right. They've never lost the right. I've also shared with you that you don't lose your rights. You have to forfeit or relinquish your rights in this country. You have to fight to remain free. Then I said, if one does tend to agree with the state-controlled media's anti-Christian narrative, do keep in mind what Reverend Gardner Spring rightly said. He said it's when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains, and that's exactly what they're attempting to do today. Then I shared with you, friends, that a friend of mine who is a former CIA agent, who told me that the two objectives of this criminal administration is to upend America's Christian heritage. That's what they're doing, as well as the American Constitution. That's what they are attempting to do. But I want to remind you, both good and bad, that will never, ever happen. Let me say it again. Ever. That will never, ever happen. Understand? 6,000 years later, they're still trying to stop us, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church in Jesus' name. But friends, what you're seeing today in America is a foreign government, a global government, through this devil in the White House, attempting to assail and indoctrinate the up-and-coming generations of, in hopes of overthrowing who you are. And the reason I shared this with you today, friends, is because I want you to understand who's breaking the law. It's not Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling. It's not General Craig Olson. It's not the high school principal who was fired after reading his Bible. That's breaking the law. It's not the 12-year-old boy who was caught reading his Bible during free reading time. No, 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 no. It's your representatives that are attacking and assailing these people by the use of the state-controlled media that are breaking the law. Let me say it again. I want you to understand that it's those that are under attack that are not the ones that are breaking the law in this country. It's those that are attacking them that are the ones that are violating our God-given rights and laws in our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. Now, folks, I'm going to end with this, and I want you to understand clearly, because I'm sure you do by now, why William Penn stated that men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. Again, one of the 56 signers, William Penn, stated, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. No in-betweenites here.
And I think it doesn't take a genius to understand that this kind of message you're not going to be getting hardly anywhere else. One thing about our ministries, we're very black and white, and we're preaching people the truth because it's important to hear. It's not something that you're hearing every day out there. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys do, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. I was just actually talking with someone today about our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program and the reason why we have that in place. A lot of times in the places that we go and the events that we do, we have to come up with the funds ourselves to be able to go there and preach the gospel and minister to people. And that's what we want to do because that's our heart. But our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program enables us to be able to do that by having a foundation, a consistent foundation that we have to be able to work from. So, for example, those who are Sons and Daughters of Liberty, they give what they can on a monthly basis, a consistent monthly basis, For some people, that's a great large amount. It's whatever you can do. For some people, it's not so big. But we thank God for everyone who has given and chooses to participate in what we're doing to seek and save that which is lost. We're joining hand together in hand. We cannot do this apart from you. You cannot do this apart from us. And none of us can do this without Christ. So for you that say, I want to join up and I want to see more about that Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You'll see the beautiful certificate that you'll receive and the fun packages that go along with each level. It starts off from a basic membership all the way to platinum and multi-platinum, some great things. But what I like to always say is the best thing about it is you can feel good about where you're giving to and what's going on and how that helps further the gospel message literally from coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. We've been all over, and we're continuing to spread this message. And for those of you that say, listen, I can give, but maybe I can't be a monthly supporter, please do check out online where you go to our website, and you can click on the donate button in the stars and stripes, and that's how you can give a secure donation. All your donations are tax deductible. And let me also, for all you new listeners out there, point your finger to our store where we have great products. So many times it's say, well, where can we get some good Christian materials to get in the hands of people that are maybe hard to reach? Maybe it's hard for you to even say, oh, I don't know how to get a hold of this hard-headed teenager or this or that. Please do check out. We've got DVDs. We've got CDs. There's T-shirts. There's comic books. There's something for everyone, truly. There's baseball caps, stocking hats, anything that you can get in people's hands that will bring them the truth. And that one of the great responses that we receive from these things is the fact that so many people are being enlightened with the light of truth because they realize how important it is to spread this message across America, and that's what we here at the Sons of Liberty are doing.
Folks, interestingly enough, I just got this post just a couple minutes ago. It says, only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom, which Jesus Christ did both. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and so it is. I'll read that for you one more time. Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom. Friends, how true is it? And interestingly enough, I would catch this years after the message that I've been giving forth. Using in the analogy and through the parable of the natural man fighting, bleeding, and dying to ratify the Constitution to establish called something freedom and the freedoms that we have today. And understanding that freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. How right on is that? And then to find out years later, someone's already posting this. I'd almost have to attribute that to the message that we have been given over the last 14 years on radio. So I'm thankful that you're listening, friends. I want you to understand that we love you by what we do. There's no getting around it. 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. By this our hearts are assured before Him.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.